Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Amy Ludwig is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Amy's not a new friend anymore. We've already had one segment with her. That makes her a longtime friend now, and we'll have her back again another day. She'll continue to bring us some more good research, I know, like she's doing today with this information that she's bringing us about how the entrepreneurial spirit is being mushed together, and this is my word, mush, that's a technical word, folks, and being mushed together with employment. And Amy, you've been doing some research on this, and you guys are observing this in your own business model with a number of people that you're working with. When we talk about the long term trend of this, of people becoming more likely to be a contractor with working for more than one company rather than an employee of one company, what do you see the long term implications for this?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely speculated that the independent workers will overtake the traditional employees by 2020. You know,
you're talking barely 4 years.
You are absolutely
right. Wow, that's fast, isn't it?
Right. Yes, there's so many benefits to an individual being able to go into that independent contractor role, just like you spoke earlier about the decision you made. As well as for companies, it's great to be able to partner with the right talent to help them grow as an organization as well.
Well, you know, when I think about the evolution of companies, see, I'm old enough, Amy, to remember when everyone who touched a company was an employee of a company, even the person who mowed the grass, painted the wall, answered the phone, made the deliveries, whatever, they were all employees, well-paid employees, benefits and everything. Now we've gone to a point where more and more of those jobs are contracted out to small business companies. But now you're saying we're getting even more granular. We're getting to the point where not only are we contracting with companies who could, say, provide half a dozen employees to do work for the big company as a contract with a little company. You're talking about lots of little individual contracts with these companies. I wonder about the implications for big companies finding the workers for that. Are they going to be able to find? I mean, that's a different kind of an expectation, isn't it, for people when they're going forward? You think about people looking for a job, now they're just looking for work. That's a different expectation, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. It definitely changes that partnership for individuals. Now, not only is that company interviewing them to see if they're the right contractor for the work, but that contractor is now also interviewing the company to find out if that's the type of company that they want to represent, which I definitely recommend, because you definitely want to represent a company or work with a company that, you know, is financially strong, that has good values and good ethics and provides a good product and service that they're willing to stand behind. And so it definitely changes that landscape now and in the future of even how people find the right companies to partner with and how companies find the right people to partner with.
Well, at some point in time, Amy, this thing's going to reach critical mass, and it's going to wind up being not a good thing, I think, for everyone. At some point in time, I mean, I think there will always be contractors. I think they're more now than they used to be. And I think there will be more, and I think we'll always, I don't think we're going to go back from that, but I see companies eventually going back the other way because they're going to need confidentiality, they're going to need commitment, they're going to want to be able to, you know, when you look at the value of a company, when you're valuing a company, it's based on the penetration of that company in the marketplace, and penetration requires people. To a large degree, So, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is I hear what you're saying about the 2020 thing, about the Indies outnumbering the W-2s by 2020. I'm going to predict it's going to start ebbing back the other way. Not completely, but I think companies will start saying, you know what, we need more employees and not all contractors. What do you think about that?
You know, I think it's definitely companies finding and striking the right balance. Because there's definitely lots to be said to having that employee versus the independent contractor. You know, it's something I think that Aflac has done very, very well, and I think we'll continue to be a leader in looking at this,
right,
and looking at this balance. Because
I definitely think the sales model, in your case, is an enduring one. I do think that contract model is going to endure.
Definitely. I agree as well. And the thing is that all companies are going to need those individual sales professionals, because if a company is offering a service and product, no matter what industry they're in, they definitely need those sales professionals to be able to communicate the message as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they need the loyalty, they need the commitment, the confidentiality, and all that. So, folks, this is something worth watching. We'll be, Amy, can we have a commitment from you to continue to keep us posted on how these things are going, how this trend is going?
I would absolutely love to be able to provide you guys with any other information or update.
Well, you've got the green light to let us know when you're ready, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
And give us that website. Give us that website one more time, quickly.
Yeah, everyone can find information at aflac.com/dreamjob. That's aflac.com/dreamjob.
All right. Amy Ludwig, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.